Thanks very much for having me. I mean, I know as like poets and performers, we always write our own biogs, but I need to just like, oh, I need to tone that one down, like, because what if I'm shit? Like, it's just embarrassing. Anyway, so thank you very, very much for having me. It's really, really lovely to hear Elizabeth in person as well. I've followed her for a long time on Twitter and things like that too. And I'm gonna. Because it's Zoom, I don't know if other poet performers feel this way, but you feel a bit weird doing your big performancy ones. You feel like you need to like, start off a wee bit quiet to lead up to that. So I'm going to do, it's a fairly old poem, but it's one that is going to be in the second edition of my book, The Script, that's coming out early next year. And it's, I suppose it's sort of mandatory as a performance poet that you have like a really angry poem about your ex, and this is my take on that. This is called The Truth. I miss the comfort. I miss Sunday lunch. I miss your pleasantly plump euphemisms for my butt. I miss your record collection. I miss playing chess in black bows. I miss a critical, honest ear for all of my poems. How's this one going? I miss your parents. I miss you and me. I miss sitting holding the world to rights in some ramshackle pub down Leith. Oh, I miss your hangover breakfasts. I miss sci-fi vegging and three series of Battlestar Galactica without feeling guilty about it, in the slightest. I miss the day we got the cat, and not the day I did. Cat misses you. I miss having so many socks. I miss stealing your socks and that chihuahua look you would give me when irritated. You left me for the world. What competition? I miss your socks. I miss you. Alrighty, so that's the first one. First one down. A little quiet thing. I should also say as well that there were plenty of things that I didn't miss, but they kind of ruined the poem. So. Anywho. I'm going to move on to a more recent one. So as Michelle said, my last work was called This Script, and it exists in a book and as a stage show and a suite of three film poems as well, of which there will be more at some point. This script came about through a number of different things. A few years ago, I hit 35. I'd been a poet and a performer since my late teens, early 20s, and I'd sort of noted different shifts in terms of how women in the arts were treated, those kind of things. And also, I was going through an extreme bout of writer's block as well. And sort of, because I was a programmer and I booked all these amazing poets and writers, I was kind of like, oh, doing that horrible thing where you're too scared to fail, and so you don't write anything. And a friend of mine, the poet Luke Wright, said, look, if you're struggling, how about you, I've used this form of poetry called univocal poetry, which is where you limit yourself to using only one vowel in a piece of writing, which is insane and completely masochistic, but actually it's really, really good fun. So if you have a bout of writer's block, I totally recommend writing univocal poetry just as a way to fall back in love with language. Now, the second way that the script came about, though, is that I was actually given a commission. I had to respond to an art piece by an unknown artist. I wasn't told anything about them. And I was sent this, what looked like a mural of a woman who was sort of, it was a collage. There was lots of different fabrics and textures. And I looked at it and I thought, girl in bits. And I thought, ooh, girl in bits. That's univocal. I thought, okay, it's a commission. Let's just make everything really hard and write a univocal in response to this piece of work. That is like a ridiculously long introduction to this poem, but that is the context. Obviously, I am a performance poet. I am impatient with form quite a lot. So this is called This Script, and it's a part univocal poem in and about I. Since six, it imprints in skin, this girl script, this birthright which kills spirit. Whilst timid lips twitch, shh, girls swirl mildly within this, eyes itch in this skin, in this script. Misfits spit, kill this, whip nitwits, stingingly with livid wrists, this script stinks. It is shirtless skirt shims with impish grins. It is split pink bikini tip that pricks and fringing with victim scripts. It is in birth till infirm this script, this girlish mimicry. Grim risk of girls wish timbits within nicks of thigh ripping thick skins and big biff shirts, bits binding within bits identifying with scriptish wish list is inspiring. Psst, it finds I within slim picking, piddling limits. Misfits, slick digits. Fist twitch, indignity fizzing, size rising. Cause I, girl, is it implicit? Is it ID? This insipid script, is it simply right? Writ in birth, identity, cis? Is this misprint? Kick it. Stick it in bins brimming with skin flicks. High five other eyes like collective eye light up within winning shin kickings. Bitches, reclaim this script to be singing one is not born, one becomes woman. Oops. Off script. Because it's illicit thinking. Scutting kinship with siblings, so hissing indignity with an ism splits ID from eyes, schisms rip. Twittering vigils, timid girls, split signs, skirmish, hurt, pitching in his visibility, Christ, this ridge, shh. Kick it. This script is I ridden. I is limiting. I is I first. Tight neck wiring gives wind chill. We are not this script. So we act it well. And with them, I stand still, individual, while a collective head rips necks to listen. Thank you. It's easier doing that one in person for some reason, like sitting down and like not doing anything. Thank you very much. So univocal poetry, really, really good fun. As an example, I went to Marks and Spencer's Food Hall one day during lockdown, and I was just like on the lookout for univocals, and I saw a little packet of roll mop herring, and I looked at it and I thought, posh roll mop, lol. So yeah, that's a univocal in O for you. Anyway, I shall move on. I have two more poems for you, I think. This one is about I suppose the perennial question of a woman's life. I'm going to be 40 quite soon, which is cool and interesting, and I'm very glad to have reached that point. This is something that a lot of childless women will be able to relate to. This is called An Invite to Your Baby Shower or Your Child's Birthday Party. They don't make them like they used to. Don't make women like your granddad, nor daughters like your madded. Or girls like this absence in the shape of a child. I'll send best wishes. Maybe's I might come sip awkward Prosecco at the Barbie. Get accidentally pished like my aunties did. But never ask me of ideal worlds or if this choice is choice. Or look at me knowingly when you hear I'm in love now. There is no path, but the one that's walked. This, hello, welcome to the world. I wish you wonder, joy, nay larkin, is all I have to give at present. This frayed old hope, though, no gifts were asked for, no gifts demanded. All right, so I was going to do just one more, but I think I might have time for just a tiny little one before the final one, which is another performancey one that I had to like lead up to it somehow, both for myself and for an audience who might not be used to my Scottish brogue, I must say. So hopefully you're used to my Scottish brogue. This one's about something that I've not read that many poems about, actually, which is friendship breakups. And as a woman, you know, I've had a lot of very close platonic friendships with women. And when they break up, it's actually quite a thing. But anyway, the reason that I write poems is because I'm very inarticulate in real life. So I'll just tell you the poem. This is called Lighter. Being with her was like a game, a candle between us on the table. The trick to quick swish an index finger through the flame. And this led to laughter, cries of, do it again, sometimes, ooh, you bastard. A game infectious, her encouragement risky, selfish, addictive. But it never lasted. Sometimes I found myself staring at an unlit stub. Sometimes, too many times, she disregarded the safe word, held my palm until it blistered. Eventually, too much knocking over the bastard thing in my direction, I'd schlep home, morosely picking wax off yet another formerly favourite cardigan. There is regret in this as I eye the wax-stained table, because at times we made good light. But sometimes that kind of love will burn you and your fucking house down till there's nothing left to consume. So that Tuesday, I left the matches at home. She'd stolen my lighter, of course. It wasn't working for her anymore. All right, that was my penultimate poem. Right, I'm going to finish off with a poem that's a wee bit longer, so and it's a wee bit more performancey as well. So let's see how this goes. We'd have some water. You'll notice that I have water and wine because I am on the west coast of Scotland, and it's mandatory at all times. Anyway, my last book and show, as I said, was about it was about sex, gender, and feminism, and it was a memoir about my journey with all of these things, as somebody who started out as a performance poet fairly early, and somebody who's had a sort of fractious relationship with class and working my way up and all of that kind of thing. And also with feminism as well. Feminism is, being a perfect feminist is a very, very difficult thing to do. It's incredibly difficult. It's really, really hard, and nobody is. And there are so many massive schisms happening within feminism itself, but within wider culture. And I took myself off to Tenerife, which might not strike you as the as an obvious place to go and write some feminist poetry, but I took myself off to Tenerife to finish off writing my book and my show. And over a pina colada, I was thinking, how do we solve these schisms within a movement that is so important to me? How do we do it? How do we do it? And I'm glad to say that due to the pina colada, I did hit on what we should do. And that's exactly what this poem was about. Thanks very much for having me. This is called The Schism Ring. There will be cake at the feminist literary gathering, and tea and biscuits, and gluten-free and vegan options, exclamatory sprinkles, and safety warnings in case of fire announcements, and formica tables, and ghastly lighting, and a recognition in the catering for everybody covered and uncovered by all topics listed. Sometimes And I admit this, in full knowledge of all of the ways it is problematic, I wish for a banquet of frog's legs, duck eggs, and steak. Piles of mashed potato laden with full-fat butter and bacon. The setting, a dimly lit cavernous hall, flagons of ridiculously expensive craft ales that we've toured from some dickhead bar. And I wish for a big fuck-off boxing ring, non-lethal, fully accessible, designed for pillow fights to sort out our differences. We'll call it the Schism Ring. And just as now, a match will be declared. But who cares who wins? Because afterwards we'll devour chicken wings and mozzarella buns smothered in the hottest of hot sauce. We'll get merry on buckets of Malbec and shout, fuck your biological essentialism. Well, fuck your gender essentialism. And then we'll hug with these different chests and breasts squishing together and at least tacit understanding, if not love. Folks, are we not bored of angry Twitter sneers and bigot calls and hatred assumptions? Tired of pouty photo selfies and fuck the patriarchy, tote bags and manicured manufactured resistance, women under 30 calling their older sisters irrelevant witches after all that they have done for us? Is making me very hungry for a family feast of reconciliation, not agreement, no. A hearty banquet, though, not some politely agreeable cupcake. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I am so, so sorry. Do you think this is too masculine as I devour meat and the bone with bare hands? Well, I'll not use cutlery or wipe my face silent when judged by other criteria from men. I'll feel no tick box exercise in demure purity. Demure purity is the wrong ingredient, unless we're after egg-based flan sunk cakes deflated in the kitchen. So bring your lemon drizzle, your rocky road, your red velvet, bring your banana bread and marshmallows, and please do, call me a misogynist. This verse is dripping with their damn stuff. It's very calorific. And I am one at times. And so are you, because we're fighting a system we are part of, not individual atoms. So bring your ripened, arrogant plum punch, your nippy ginger biscuits, your thirsty tongue, your razor wit slice 76s by all things listed. Bring fistfuls of chocolate, cheeky crust, and melting childhood strawberry ices. Bring your loathing, self and otherwise. Bring your love. Bring your love. Schism Ring, it's also open to food fights. Most importantly, all are welcome. Thanks very much for having me. Cheers.